This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Rise Guys Morning Show. The Rise
Guys. What'd you do? Watch a documentary on Studio 54 or something?
No, we talked about this song yesterday. Well, and I just remembered.
I have short-term memory. Oh, yeah.
One more again.
Daft Punk.
Yes, sir. Which I couldn't tell you what they look like. Never seen their face.
Just what if they look like CM Punk?
And then we met him and didn't know?
He was Daft Punk all along. That's why he was in such a bad mood. He had a concert that night.
Huh. Wait, which one?
Who was actually singing this, though? Because they're just DJs. But, like, who's the person on the auto-tune here?
I think it might be them, right? One of them?
Oh, okay. So I didn't know. I thought they just sat there and bounced and hit buttons.
I think this is late 90s, maybe somewhere around there.
Are there not more attractive female DJs? It's like that's a man's world, and that's weird.
Yeah, it is. Is Marshmallow a dude?
Yeah, even Shaq. It goes out and DJs.
Like a baby.
Like, there should be.
Like a Ernie.
Like.
Paris Hilton's the only one I can think of.
Oh, please. She ain't running no buttons. That's all pre-recorded. I mean, some just like, you know, like a Liv Morgan type up there. One headphone on, you know the move.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Like, they're at a concert where no one can hear anything, but they have to have the one ear off because it's a move.
Because it looks odd.
They push the other one in real hard.
Mm. Well, you got to do the hand in the air, too. So
yeah.
You gotta.
Yeah. Oh, and you got to, you know, the beat's about to drop. You got to kind of hunch over a little bit, and everybody kind of,
oh, yeah.
The beat's about to drop. We got to kind of subdue it here. And then the swirl's going to start. And they don't do swirls at EDM shows.
No, swirlies.
Yeah.
You do the head thing like you're pushing the girl's head down?
Right. Yeah.
With a hand?
Yeah. God, hurry up and beat the drop, or drop the beat.
Beat the drop.
Oh, here it comes.
Oh.
Come on, other Daft Punk.
Here we go. One more again.
Oh, you know, my arm's getting tired.
You got to ache.
I'm sitting here swabbing the beat. All right, man.
Come on. Buddy, we ready for you.
Her head's even getting tired, guys. Oh, see, that was the spot. You should have dropped it. Does this even have a beat drop?
Oh, it does. It's coming up. I swear it's coming.
I would have went to the bathroom in time for the beat to drop. It should have went there. I just dropped.
I thought it did.
You see my body language.
Oh, here we go.
No.
It's a slow build.
The crowd's going to have a heart attack when this thing goes off. No, missed it again.
This old fade
in. It's like Kama Sutra sex. Lasting too long.
It's ramping up.
Also, Kama Mustafa sex.
School menu coming up after this.
All right, now my energy level's back. Come on, Peloton. Come on. I'm talking to you.
Come on.
Talking to you. Oh, what was some of the names on there? Barry McCrevis.
Barry McCrevis. Mike Oxaflopping.
I see you.
I see you there.
I see you, Annette.
Shout out to Rhea Tart dancing in the crowd. Was that it?
That was the whole song.
It just went out.
Literally taught the whole song.
Yeah, it goes out cold, fat ass. That's why it says cold on it.
This poor guy on hold, he's like, Jesus Christ, guys. My whole life is on the line right now. I'm going through a divorce.
And you're doing stupid
stuff. And I want to live at home through Christmas. And my wife, or soon-to-be ex, won't let me. And you guys are doing some kind of situational comedy about EDM shows. It's weird.
He's going to do an EMA show.
I see his name here, but I don't know that that's good to say his name.
He is the only one. It might out him.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's...
I don't know anybody else with that name.
Yeah, right.
I mean, look, he's cool with it.
All right. We'll just bring him on. If he wants to say his name, I'll just call him Disgruntled Dad. Good morning.
Morning.
Hey, do you agree it's probably not good to say your name? Or if you want to. I mean, it's your life, but...
I mean, yeah, you can say my name.
Wow. Okay. This free world we live in now. All right, Vince. Don't fire me. You're fired.
It was him all along.
It was me all along.
Austin. It was me, Austin.
Do you hate having the name Vince right now with all the McMahon stuff, or do you not even think about it at all?
I don't even think about it. You know, it's definitely weird, but like he's always been kind of weird.
Right. All right. So we've kind of laid this out for our listeners already this morning. This is what I know, and you fill in the missing elements here. So. You and your wife have decided you're getting a divorce. You and your wife are getting divorced. You have a couple kids. We don't even have to say the exact years, but preteen and teen. And you have not told them yet. And she wants this to be like, once you've agreed now that you're getting a divorce, she wants you out now. You're like, I want to stay through Christmas, and she's like, that's not fair to anybody because we're putting on a facade that's not genuine. So how long have you been married? Let's start with that.
You know, we've been married for 10 years.
Okay.
Wow.
All right. And was there, again, you control how in depth we get to this, but did anybody cheat?
No one cheated. It was just, you know, it was kind of turning this way for the better part of the year. And, you know, it's gotten to the place where it's like definitely done, but yeah, I want to go through to the holidays.
I mean, it kind of makes sense to be honest.
I mean, it really does, but
like, I feel like it's not fair. I feel like it's not fair to end it now just before the holidays.
Yeah. But so this is one thing, and if you were listening earlier, I kind of made a little fun, little quippy joke about it. But, like, when do you tell them then? You know, I made the joke about you're waiting for the ball to drop on New Year's, and then when it 3, 2, 1, we're getting a divorce.
Is there a
that
right
wouldn't be
time?
The way.
No.
Kids should not stay up that late anyway. No, is there a right time? I mean, then she's going to say, well, let's hang out till January or till February because Valentine's. I don't want him to say, why didn't Vince send me roses this year?
Oh.
I mean, it's like, yeah. But I see your point, though, because I tell my friends I have younger kids all the time, like, eat it up right now. Don't feel weird about taking too many pictures. I wish I had the technology of, I mean, we had cell phones when my daughter was young. Fabulous, well, you same age, same. But
yep.
The technology ramp up, I wish I'd had that when my child was much younger. She's probably glad I don't because I'd have all these embarrassing videos and stuff. But I tell them to eat it up because those moments, you'll never get them back and you want to be there for all those moments. But yet again, one day are they going to say, well, when did y'all officially decide you're going to break up? Oh, back at Halloween. What?
Yeah.
I mean, so I got to tell you, I don't know.
You got to somewhat be selfish because this is going to be a big distraction to everybody involved, like families through the holidays.
Oh, boy.
They're not going to think about Thanksgiving or Christmas. They're going to be thinking about your situation the whole time.
Right. They're not going to think about that. They still got school and stuff. It'd be a lot easier to hold this through the holidays and just grin it and bear it and do the family thing.
Yeah. Plus, you're going to be lonely.
Well, again, that's what we're saying. Like, you got to be selfish or not be selfish in this case. What happens with the sleeping situation? I mean, are they not going to say, why is Dad sleeping in the guest room or on the couch or in his car? or will you go sleep in the floor of the bedroom? I mean, like, really, how far does this go?
I mean, in some ways, they can already kind of sense it.
Yeah.
They might know for certain, but, like, we haven't told them, but they might be able to pick up on it.
Plus, if we're talking about both families, is she already telling hers that she's single? I don't know why she wants to move on so fast. Like, right now.
That's what I was asking her. Is there... I'm not trying to... Nah, I don't need to say this to you. Well, I should, because I just said that. Like, the fact she wants to move on so quick, but then again, you said, we just drifted apart kind of thing. The wanting to advance it so fast in lieu of the children does seem a little odd, but we're also overanalyzing it right now.
It feels odd to me.
It
just ain't the time
here
to do it. I see
both points. I really do. I'm in your boat, though. Don't tell the kids, because they're going to expect two Christmases in.
Yep.
But then again, how are you going to do that? Is she going to buy all the Christmas? You going to go give her some money, or are you going to buy some Christmas? She going to buy? That's a mess.
Just like if you're a December birthday,
sucks.
Guess what?
Even in October birthday,
the
sucks.
Gift.
You spend all spring and summer saying no one gives a damn about me.
Yeah.
And then at Christmas, it's partly about Jesus.
Yeah, because everybody feels bad that the Christmas baby is right before Christmas. I know.
Imagine how I knew somebody that had one on the 28th. Of December, so they still do. They're not dead. So think about that. Like, hip hop hooray the whole month, and then after, people are done with thinking about gifts or being around people and stuff. And then it's your birthday again.
Being my brother, his birthday's on the 23rd. It's right before Christmas.
He's trying to be faster than Jesus.
I don't want to put this out there because I don't want her to get any ideas. Do you think it's some kind of ploy to where she's like, you know what? I'll play along with you, but you're gonna have to give something up when this thing gets, goes to court. Oh, Lord.
I don't think it's we know what the deal is. Like, it's over. Like, we're ready to move on. But I feel like am I being unrealistic for wanting to postpone the separation for the kids and everything?
No, but it's. I mean, everything we do in life, there's a tinge of selfishness involved. Like, when we lose a family member, we miss them, but it's also we miss them. It's they're in heaven or, God forbid, wherever, but, like, they're in a better place, but the selfishness makes us miss them. So it's not the time. No, it's not the time to tell them. I say put on the facade through Christmas. I do. I fat boy.
Yeah, but it's gonna they have to play in with each other, and I don't think this is gonna happen. You just get a lot of questions.
I think to keep it for the kids, that's great. Unless,
or you look good.
Unless something might blow up and you have a fight at Christmas. So if you can be amicable,
but even if they go do the family things and look disinterested, that's gonna be weird too.
But maybe the family already can tell too.
And you can't tell. Well, that's another point.
Oh,
what if they already know but don't want to say anything?
I know. And then and even you're going to be there paranoid the whole time thinking, God, they know. I should just go and tell them. Oh, man. I hate that. I hate you going through this. But, if you both are, it's a nice amicable. Is that amicable? How you say it? Amicable?
Amicable.
I think so.
Amicable. Split. Like, you both say, okay, I didn't stray on the relationship. You didn't stray. It was not anything like this. We just decided as adults this ain't gonna work, so
ain't gonna tell them what the texts are saying.
No, matter of fact, I would not keep listening to the show if I were you, sir. We take calls. But I totally understand your plight. I remember that morning of having the first one I had away from my kid, and I get up on Christmas morning and I didn't get her till the afternoon. That was the loneliest, saddest 5 hours of my world. I'm there on Christmas morning just studying by myself,
yourself.
Waiting through lunchtime to go get my baby and bring her back. And it sucked. All right. Good luck with that, Vince. I mean that, seriously.
All right. Thanks for talking with me.
Yeah, man. Have a good morning.
Merry Christmas. Got to update us. I'd love to talk to his wife.
Wouldn't it be like it's like a Hallmark movie starting off? Like, what if they get in there and they're just like, oh, dude, I hate you, but we got to put on this. Then they realize, wait a minute, we're not doing this for the kids. We really are fighting for this, aren't we?
You want her side of the story that way?
Yeah, because when you look, just
everybody's saying she's cheating.
Yeah, yeah, they really
are. That's why she wants him out of the house now.
Uh-huh. Keep up the appearance. As soon as you like, I'm not going with you to your parents. They're asking the questions. It's like, well, I'm not going to you to yours.
This text says, if both parents are alive right now, their moms already know. A mom always knows when their kids are going through problems. Not always true, I can tell you. I can tell you that for sure. Because sometimes you don't want your mama to know because then it's like she's trying to carry that burden for you, and it's heavier for her than it is for you.
She may meddle and call you every day.
The main point of that, too.
Yes.
Yeah. All right. We'll get to your calls next. 1-800. If you've been through that situation, help the man out. 1-800-774-0093. It is The Rise Guys. Good morning, everybody.
The Rise Guys rock.
Text The Rise Guys at 72-341.
72-341.
This is The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Rock.
This is The Rise Guys Morning Show.
The Rise Guys.
It's fun to speculate about stuff, but literally every person, it's not fair to the woman to get a bunch of people on. So, oh, she's definitely cheating. I mean, you could say that.
You might be right.
But also, have you ever been like, here, let me try to think of a good analogy. Like, let's say you work at a job that you don't like. And what's keeping you there? The money. So you're doing it for the
obviously.
Money.
Obviously.
And
or you could be good at it. Or good benefits. If you're like, man, this job sucks, but I'm good.
But yeah. So I'm trying to make that work out where like you have to put on a facade and sometimes do things you don't want to do. But this is for his kids. But again, it's really about him because he wants that time with his kid. And I get it. Look, I'm not, I told you my, that was the day when I said that about, I sat there all day. That was the day when it snowed and I drove to Easley to pick her up and I saw a deer, or she saw a deer with me. It was like such a Christmas moment.
We
saw deer.
How pretty.
Yeah.
In the snow.
A dead one?
No, two of them walking across Saluda Dam Road. And, she's like, oh, Daddy, look. And I was like, oh, I don't have any tags left. She's like, no.
Stop.
Not that. It's some of Santa's reindeer.
Oh,
I was like, no, they can fly,
sweet.
You dork. These are just walking.
Man.
She cried because I called her a dork, and it was a bad Christmas.
That's horrible.
You think it's possible that, like, the guy, Vince, is, you know, he's malleable, I guess, in this situation.
Ooh.
Her family likes him. Obviously, his family likes him, but she's the wild card because she's like, my mom already knows.
Of course.
And then I don't really care if his family likes me or not. I ain't going.
Mom might be saying, no, you need to get him out of the house because he's going to try to, what is it called? Where they don't want to leave. Squatting.
Oh, yes.
Eminent domain.
You know how women get toward us men when you start mixing in the wine and you're getting your PJs and you start talking bad about us? Talk about how evil
we are.
My girls'
nights?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Why are you looking at me?
Well, you're a woman.
When you conspire against us.
Let's get together and paint and wine.
I mean, oh, yeah.
Drink and paint.
Drink and paint, whatever they are.
We're going to do a book club.
Sip and stroke.
With wine. Like, are all cheer moms? Is that what's in your big Tervis tumbler? You drinking wine, aren't you? It's all about the wine. It's all about that vino. You look at me smiling. You know it's true.
I got you saying great.
You went and made crafts and crap before with women just to drink. If there was no, like, if it was craft night at the church, no one would go. You can't drink there unless you're Catholic.
That's true. Or you can drink anywhere.
Yeah, but you know what I mean. It's such a wild thing.
Yeah. I just think that.
It's not fair, though, to really, it does sound like that, but also, like, with the job analogy, like, you decided at one point, I'm going to quit that job, but you got to find something else, right? Or you say, oh, I want to wait through Christmas because the company throws an awesome party that you're expected to be at this year.
I'm kind of conflicted because on one hand, I'm thinking life is too short. Why be miserable another day? On the other hand, I'm going, why ruin it for the entire family and make them miserable for the holidays?
But it's going to be miserable either way.
You can't live your life for other people.
It's going to sit there and rather than being present in the moment and enjoying. See, that's the thing. He can be there with the kids, but is he going to be there, like fully be there in present mode? Or is he going to be thinking about the future? Where the hell am I going to move?
Yeah.
Is she going to let me take my deer heads with me?
Yeah, all like how they work that out. Had they even talked about that point? Plus, if somebody splits up in January or February,
maybe there's a resolution.
When is the next get together? It's going to be like 4th of July, I guess.
Moral day.
It's going to be a long time before you see them again. And then you don't have to, like, you know, worry about them working it out.
What are we going to do about the Juneteenth party? People are going to expect us to be there together.
Like, just, you can't do it now. You got to be selfish when it comes to it. Especially with your other family, you know, they're going to be thinking about you the whole time.
Yeah,
you're thinking about baby Jesus for Christmas because you're getting divorced.
And then, like you said, her mom likely knows because, you know, women are usually, that's a telling thing about a woman. There's another little hack I'm going to tell you. If the woman doesn't have a good relationship with her mom, ooh.
Yeah, which doesn't happen
but
often.
But if it's on, like if the mom is like a piece of crap or like a drug addict or whatever, that's different. But if it's a very telltale sign. If they're best friends, that's usually a pretty good sign.
Yeah.
I've noticed.
But, you know, it could be bad for you. Your shortcomings could everybody's going to know about.
Right. She's going to tell her everything. So when mom, when you walk in, she looks at you in the eye and then she looks down to your crotch and looks back up at your eye again. She's talking about your dingling.
Oh, yeah. I heard you don't have the range you used to have. Don't worry about it. It happens to all of us. Give me a hug. You're still my favorite son-in-law.
But she's not going to, like, she's going to be a little complacent. She's going to be like, who wants some low tea? I mean, sweet tea. You look thirsty. You all right?
I told you not to marry that boy.
I said, mama, don't say nothing.
Don't do it.
Oh, honey, you know how I get when I start vaping. I just go,
start vaping.
Ah, law.
Oh.
All right. 1-800-774-0093. No speculating about the levels of horniness today. Just because, I mean, what if the kids are listening? All right. Good morning, everybody.
Feed your need for TRG.
Oh, yes, it's good.
At theriseguys.com and on the Odyssey app.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show. The Rise Guys Morning Show.
I love the Rise Guys.
The Rise Guys.
Well, I mean, it don't hurt. What is this song about? Don't hurt me.
No more.
It says no more, right? It says, baby, don't hurt me. No more.
No more. Garcia Parra.
Hola!
You know, no more backwards is Ramon.
Oh.
Remember, Vince Scully would always say that.
What is Nevaeh?
Heaven.
Which is...
By the way, what you were
so
saying,
cliche.
If anybody got in trouble about that, that would only be you. And if you want to take that risk, that's fine. If you want to break someone's HIPAA and talk about that. But they broke their own HIPAA to tell you, but they didn't say, by the way, talk about it on your show. Yeah.
I don't think they would mind because it's kind of...
This is wild.
Is it funny?
It's very interesting.
No, it's not funny. It involved major surgery.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
I was in somebody...
You know him? He served major surgery. I think him first.
Personally, I do.
I'm more familiar with his sister.
Major Guns?
Well, not that one, but the other one I can't say.
Major Hooters?
Bitch.
Major bitch?
Yeah.
Oh.
Remember they said, she's a major bitch. Like, well, that was her name in the army.
Oh, that's right. Yes. Okay. That was a good callback.
Oh.
So I was in a person's office yesterday.
Hey, yeah, you don't have to say who. Yeah, I'd appreciate that, huh?
I noticed they had a cast. And I said, hey, you got like a carpal tunnel situation?
Are you going bowling later?
I think I actually said something like that.
Yeah.
This person's like, yeah.
Are they knocking socks off like Paige said earlier?
I won't impersonate this person. I'll tell you what they said. They said, check this out. I'm growing up on a farm, maybe in the Midwest. I don't know. He says,
Superman.
Yeah, similar spots. He said, I shove my hand into a lead pipe. The palm of my hand, I get a piece of metal, piece of lead breaks off into the palm.
Yeah.
And I'm like, did you get it out? He's like, I thought I did, but I didn't really get it out. Whatever. 40 years later, he goes to make a fist, and notices he can't really do it anymore. Like, he can do it, but it really hurts in the palm of his hand.
You about to get into a fight?
Like, I don't know. Like, if you say if he tries to grab something, like, it was really bothering him. Oh. Now, keep in mind, this is lead from 40 years ago. This person gets it taken out, shows me the picture. It's a sizable chunk of metal.
How long?
Taken out of the
person. What was he trying to get out of the pole, though? Like, did like a gerbil run up in there? Did it drop a coin down the pipe or something? Like, what makes you ram your hand into a lead pipe?
I didn't think that.
He's not a meth addict. Didn't make any sense.
He just said
I'm thinking maybe a ball.
Like, I don't know.
Baseball or something.
Baseball. I thought you meant himself.
I don't think it was that big of a pipe. What if he's
wow,
just, like,
I didn't know how big his balls were.
I don't know if it's like if he's just putting a pipe on the shelf.
Right. Yeah.
But he shows me a picture with it, and they take out a sizable piece. But this is lead.
Did magnets stick to his hand or something?
I don't think so. Mm. He could have got poisoned.
Yeah, absolutely.
But 40 years. You know it's in there.
So it took that long for it to make its way
imagine
problematic?
Anything you hit it with hurt, like, you know.
I guess it finally bothered him to the point where he had to get it taken out. I told him about the Lego guy. He didn't know about the Lego guy.
Oh, my God. How long was that?
Was that in his ear? Or where was it?
It was in his ear, the guy in Arizona.
Yeah.
When he was a kid, 27 years ago, he put a Lego piece in his ear, and he thought he got it out, but there were two in there.
It was a two-dot one, too. It wasn't like the little brick. It was a two-dot brick, whatever you say.
He blows his nose in the shower. And it comes out.
Unbelievable.
You know, 27 years later.
Like, what if you did, like...
His nose was his roommate's nickname.
I've always said, and I know they're expensive, but doctors look at me like when I'm crazy. Like, when I had my surgery, I was like, why can't you just go ahead and do a full body scan? Let's just see, for fun. Well, just we can only do one part of your body. And I'm like, I know why. It's because you charge by the one, but let's do a whole body scan.
They want to see what you got.
What if something's up? I mean, not up my butt, but like, what if I? You know what I do have?
What do you have?
I do. I got, and I can pull up my pants leg here and show you. When I was in third or fourth grade, and I may have said this before, this kid named Michael Arnold in the Upstate, when I went to school with him at Cone Elementary School, it's now an apartment complex. Don't go look for it. My whole childhood has been erased. My childhood home is been demolished. The school I went to, an elementary school, demolished. The hospital I was born in, Greenville Hospital, demolished. Do I exist?
Nope.
So nevertheless, we were pencil fighting, you know, the way you do. And I don't know if I won and he got mad or blah, blah, blah. And that sucker stabbed me just above the knee with the pencil. And when he pulled it out, the lead of the pencil went into my... And you can... If I push down right above my knee, you can see a little black little spot there.
But it's just the point?
Yes.
And it can't come out.
And I don't feel anything. I've never had any problems with it. Is it the same leg as my hip was? Or still is? Yeah. The one that I had... I often wonder if that had anything to do with it. And then I often wondered, like... Why didn't I get sent to the nurse or my parents say, hey, we should run by the doctor.
Have it cut out.
We know they're not telling me he's morbidly obese again, but still, he get lead poisoning here. But it's still in my leg.
They probably told you to walk it off.
Oh, yeah.
That's somebody
what they say when I get my feelings hurt, too.
So you were messing around with someone and you got it stabbed in your leg?
Is that, yeah.
That's just,
I got literally to have a lead of a pencil in the top of my leg.
Oh.
You know, you bring up an odd point. Like, two of my schools are not there anymore. I mean, one got rebuilt and the other one's apartments.
Yeah.
That is a weird feeling.
It is odd.
They're gone.
Especially when you're like, hey, I want to show you where Dad grew up, but I can't because it's all gone. Wow, you're old as hell, Dad. Well, no, not really. It's just I grew up in they're in hard times where the building didn't last as long and the hospital was in a place that had more property value for houses than other things that they had. Always go into my dusty roads. Let me read some of these texts here. 72341, the TLCMotor.com text line. Did you guys ever... Yeah, that's... I don't know if that's... Okay, so the story about the spider going into an ear. I thought that was a book.
Oh, stop it.
So I thought it was a book or a movie, maybe a Stephen King, where a spider crawled into a dude's ear and was went into like his head and like drove him crazy. It was inside of his head. And then at the end of the book or movie, or maybe this was based on reality, the spider came out, but what happened, it laid a nest of other spiders in his head.
I know it really happened.
I think that's a book or a movie.
There was a TLC show where, you know, some guy goes to South America, a worm somehow burrows into his ear while he's asleep. He gets massive headaches until he goes to his head doctor, whatever that is. And they see, like, you got, like, a worm in there. And they had to pull it out through his ear, which is, God, odd.
That's awful.
Well, what, yeah, I should
eating
know
your brain.
I don't know if it's eating the brain, but it was, like, laying around it and, like, dry humping it, at least.
Well, like, what is the parasite or whatever that can, you know, our good friend Big Brown had that situation. I hope I'm not breaking his hip, but he's told the story. Didn't, like, some kind of amoeba swim up his pee hole?
Yeah, that can happen.
I think that's what happened. Yeah, I mean, I know I didn't put it in medical terms.
There's
those
fish that swim in your, you know what, the Amazon.
Yeah, he had some kind of...
A fish can swim? How? What? No.
No, I swear to God.
But
I've heard about this. Like a fish, they got some kind of small fish that can swim it.
Like
swim
a minnow? Up.
Yeah, it would have to be, right? No, we talking about us, that'd be a piranha. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I was going to say, like...
A shark?
You'd at least feel it, no?
Plus, when you have
it's
to...
It's a small catfish.
What?
Yes. That's what it is. I remember hearing about this.
Oh, my God.
But wouldn't you have to, like, welcome it and, like, kind of open the doors for him, if you know what I'm saying?
I don't... I think that's when you're actually... That's why they tell you not to pee in the pool. Because why that door is open, some might swim in. Oh, good
Look,
God.
Yeah, I've seen
Look at this. Holy moly. It looks like a baby shark. Baby shark.
Baby shark. Hold your computer up. I don't want to get up.
He can't. Okay.
See how skinny they are and they burrow in?
Look at the one. Is he making a face? He just realized what he was swimming up on. He's like, I ain't going in there.
It's like, oh, it's a little cavern I can hide up into. Wait a minute.
He thought it was his brother. He's like, oh, we look alike. Oh, this ain't a fish.
Oh, my God.
It's a Willie.
Oh, my God.
I used to watch medical shows with my husband, and that was one of them. This guy had that in his...
Oh, Lord. He swims up in there, and he's like, oh, Lord, I don't know if I'm coming or going here.
Oh, gosh.
Are you guys going to be my brothers in the future? Well, if we all get there at the same time, maybe. But we're not. One of us is going to win the race. The other one's... Jesus
Christ. This reminds me of a hilarious meme, I can't say.
Dude, there is a...
That looks like one.
There is... I want Fatboy Google this. Others, Google it as well. Google... Well, you don't want to get up.
Well, I can turn around.
Google penis fish...
Like
California Beach. It's some kind of underdeveloped fish that it must have been an oil slick or something out in California coast, because these things.
Oh, the article? Thousands.
The pictures.
Thousands watched stuff.
Dude, look at them. They look like little baby arms laying there.
Yeah,
that's
they do.
Frightening, man. I would think that was a sign of the apocalypse.
What are these?
Like, is that some kind of seventh seal that was broken?
And why are people trying to pick them up with their ass?
It's summer camp. Remember the one we do butt quarters?
Butt quarters.
We do bar gigs. We do a thing called butt quarters where we'd put a beer pitcher on the floor and you'd have to
do some crazy stuff.
Carry a quarter over there via you're panted. You have on pants.
Well, didn't you have a partner too?
No.
It's weird looking.
No, you're thinking of the other game where what were those things called? The jello shot. What was the thing? It was like a syringe. You'd put it in your mouth and it would shoot a jello shot down your throat.
Sucking blows?
Yeah. Remember those?
Oh, yeah. We had the guys in here.
God.
Look at this fish.
This is revolutionary, man.
This fish at an aquarium swims up where you can see the underside of the fish and it looks like a penis.
Dude, I know. I'm going to tell Melissa up at Adam and Eve to like get an aquarium and put them in there.
This guy had to tell his kid to quit licking the glass.
God bless. That's awful. Paige, I need you to do me a favor.
Yeah.
What you working on in the play?
We're going to find out why Jay Leno can't stop doing this to himself. What is he doing?
Oh, Lord.
I saw this. He looks, I don't want to spoil it. He looks rough.
Oh. Wow. Well,
he's really had it rough.
Well, I mean, they say that once you're your life partner, his wife, longtime wife, Mavis. Yeah.
Once, she ain't doing good.
I think of Johnny and June Carter Cash. Like, really, when one goes, the other one is close. But I don't even know if it's about that. Maybe he can't stop buying cars. He's run out of a warehouse space.
I don't want to say it. Wait till you hear what happened.
Oh, man. That's a good teaser.
That's kind of unbelievable.
I feel kind of left out here. The both of you know, and I don't. But that's how the audience feels normally, though.
You'll be in the know.
All right, I'll count down the minutes. Good morning, everybody.
The Odyssey app. Make your phone. Get the Rise Guys daily podcast. Stream the Rise Guys every morning.
Yeah, man, I love that stuff.
Everywhere. The Odyssey app rocks.
This is the Rise Guys morning show.
The Rise Guys.